The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning. And welcome to another exciting moment on your Wealth Class on Radio this beautiful Tuesday morning. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The current reality is still that the world economy is still under the threat of the deadly coronavirus. Though the impact seems to have begun to slow down, but we still hope and pray that this will come to a permanent halt. The Nigerian equity market yesterday still closed on a negative note, though with a milder slide, as the All Share Index closed lower by 0.12% to settle at 22,705.19 points, as against the previous close of 22,733.35 points it closed on Friday. Market capitalization also declined by 0.13% to close at 11.832 trillion naira from the previous close of 11.847 trillion naira, thereby shedding 15 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks was 551.48 million units, down by 24.78% from the previous close of 733 million units. Value of traded stocks was down by 43.66% to close at 5.76 billion naira on a previous close of 10.22 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 6,981, up by 4.15% on the previous close of 6,703 deals. The market breadth closed positive, with 18 equities gaining as against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. United Capital, University Press, Cutville, Lasaco, Niger Insurance and Union Bank all grew their share prices by maximum 10%, and Julius Berger, NACO, EcoCorp, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.65%, 9.59% and 9.09% respectively. Transcorp led the percentage price decliners, shedding 10% of its share price to close at 63 kobo from the previous close of 70 kobo. Skyway Aviation, Jaiz Bank, FBNH, WAPIC Insurance and FCMB, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.73%, 9.30%, 7.50%, 7.41% and 7.05% respectively. Guaranty Trust Bank traded about 137.23 million units of its shares in 1,333 deals, valued at 2.61 billion naira. FBNH traded about 135.3 million units of its shares in 829 deals, valued at 518 million naira. Zenith Bank traded about 133 million units of its shares in 1,595 deals, valued at 1.65 billion naira. Please stay tuned while I go on a short break. I'll be right back.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, Gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
Welcome back. There is no better time than now for you to understand the concept of bear, bull and market sentiment. These are trying times and you need to understand that there is such phase called the bear market, and surely this phase shall sooner or later pave way for another phase called bull market. Why is this so? Investors often have differing opinion about particular stocks or about the direction of the economy as a whole. Each trading day is similar to a struggle between optimists and pessimists who buy and sell at various prices given different expectations. The stock market is set to incorporate all of the information that exists about the companies it represents, and that manifests itself as price. When optimists dominate, price trend upward. And when we say we are in a bull market, when the opposite is true and prices trend lower, we are in a bear market. A bull market is when everything in the economy is running objectively well. People are finding jobs and unemployment is low. The economy is growing as measured by gross domestic product and stocks are rising. Picking stocks during a bull market is arguably easier because everything is going up. If a person is optimistic and believes that stocks will go up, he or she is called a bull and is said to have a bullish outlook. Bull markets cannot last forever though, and sometimes they can lead to a dangerous situation if stocks become overvalued. In fact, one severe form of a bull market is known as a bubble, where the upward trajectory of stocks prices no longer conform to fundamentals and optimistic sentiments completely take over. Historically, what happened around 2018 is an example of what we can call bubbles, where the prices of both good and bad stocks skyrocketed that eventually sparked the Great Recession. Bubbles always burst when reality catches up with the overinflated prices. The people often realize bubbles in hindsight. It is difficult to recognize when investors are in a bubble and even harder to predict when it will pop. A bear market is informally defined as a 20% drop in broad indices. Bear markets happen when the economy appears to be in or near recession. Unemployment rises, corporate profits fall, and GDP contracts. Bear market makes it tough for investors to pick profitable stocks. One solution to this is to profit from where the stocks are falling via short selling. Another strategy is to wait on the sidelines until you feel that the bear market is nearing its end, only starting to buy in anticipation of a bull market. Bear markets are typically associated with an increase in stock market volatility, since investors typically fear losses more than they appreciate gains at an emotional level. People are not always rational actors, especially when it comes to money and investment. During bear markets, prices do not drop in an orderly or rational way to some fundamental level of price to earnings, but rather market participants often overreact in panic and send prices below reasonable valuations. When there is panic, there is fear. Irrational behavior can spread and markets can collapse. Expectations about future cash flow essentially drop to zero, and people become more concerned with converting investment into cash than future growth. Only when rational investing behavior is restored does a bear market turn a corner. It is also worth pointing out that a bear market can be a great opportunity for long-time investors to buy stocks on sale at relatively low prices, which can actually boost overall return over long time horizon. Okay, I want to make this brief as much as possible, so I'll be stopping here for now. But be free to let us know your views, and you can also let us have your questions if you have one. Fridays are dedicated to answering your questions on this platform. Please send them as a text message to the following numbers, including your name, location, and questions: 003-22-44-723 and 081-61-318569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com in case you would like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful write-ups on this website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the following numbers: 003-22-44-723 and 081-61-318569. They will guide you appropriately on how to join. It's how much time permits us today. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, when I'll surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ibikuli. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, Gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah. Oga, waiting happen. Office na lefty day.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo. Empowering you for wealth.